This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
A blast of winter weather across the United States has plunged the state of Texas into an emergency, and it's left more than 2 million people without power. Yeah, it's a pretty bad situation, so I thought I'd cross to an old friend of mine who lives in Austin, Texas, and currently very much indoors, Aussie expat Jessica Voigt-Page. Hey, Jess, how you doing?
Hi, Sam. Doing well, thank you.
Can you break it down for us? Because I know that you understand Australian temperatures as well as American. How cold is it over there at the moment?
Oh, my goodness. So I think at our coldest here, I'm in Austin, our coldest was, I believe, negative 17 Celsius.
Negative 17. That's not standard for Texas, is it?
No. Definitely not. No, particularly this time of year, I think maybe we get one day of cold weather and it doesn't dip much below probably negative 2 Celsius.
Oh, yeah, that is a huge difference. Have you lost power?
We haven't. We've been very fortunate. We are one of probably the only houses or neighborhoods that haven't, but most of our friends and colleagues have. I've got friends who have been without power since around 1:30 a.m. on Monday morning, and it's now noon on Wednesday, so they're going on a couple of days of no power and having to deal with that,
wow.
Not being able to heat their houses or cook or anything like that.
That's really tough. Have you been able to help them out in any way? Or I'm guessing with the pandemic, that's not possible.
Yeah, it's a really interesting challenge because we do have the pandemic going on and we're still getting, you know, hundreds of cases a day here in Austin alone. But also the roads are so slippery here. We don't have the infrastructure to handle snow and ice. So we actually can't really drive around very much because it's so dangerous. Yeah, it's like a double whammy.
Yeah, totally. It doesn't sound like, because it's so much colder than it usually is, the city's really unprepared for this kind of situation.
Yeah, typically what happens when it gets icy or cold like this, the city will shut down. Like I said, it happens maybe once a year. And because we don't have things like snow plows or salt for the roads, which is what you would typically get in more of the Midwest and the areas of the country that are used to this. So we just have no way to remove the snow from the roads themselves. And then when the temperatures get around about freezing or just above, it will melt and then it will refreeze and just become this slick black ice. And it's super dangerous.
Well, I'm thankful that you've got power, Jess. And this has happened on a holiday weekend.
Yeah, it did. We had President's Day on Monday. So fortunately, a lot of things were already kind of shut down and people were already prepared for a long weekend. I do remember actually going to the grocery store on Friday myself and being really confused about why the lines were so long. I didn't realize it was going to get this bad.
Yeah.
But it makes perfect sense now with everyone stocking up the lines for the grocery stores. People are trying to brave the cold to get groceries and the lines are, you know, miles long. You have to stand outside for a couple of hours to just get into the grocery stores now.
That's crazy. There's also a situation I read about the vaccines that are being distributed over there. The building that they're in has lost power. That must be a concern.
Yeah, I think we're still, you know, in kind of the 1A, 1B stages of the vaccine. So very early in the vaccine process. And I believe what I've been hearing is that people have been being told that their second round or first rounds will be delayed a couple of weeks because of the loss of power. And again, the lack of infrastructure to even get people to the vaccines. So hopefully they have all of the things that they need to keep it cold, because I think that's the biggest thing is they have to maintain pretty freezing temperatures for those vaccines.
Now, you're a saxophone teacher, and I'm guessing you're not doing a whole lot of teaching at the moment. What are you doing to pass the time as you're stuck indoors, Jess?
Yeah, so, you know, interestingly, we've been teaching online since March, so this is kind of, we're very used to the virtual thing. And our original plan was to actually just teach online, of course, because that's what we've been used to. But of course, with people without power, that's all just canceled. And so we've really just been trying to stay warm and keep ourselves entertained. Again, we're fortunate we have power so we can watch a lot of TV or YouTube. It's really interesting having to factor in not only the fact that we're all stuck at home, but also we can't use the virtual systems in the same way that we've gotten very used to over the last 11 months.
That's right. It's like it's one thing to be stuck inside for a pandemic. It's another thing to be locked down in a winter storm. But Jess, look, thank you for your time this morning and all the best as you kind of hopefully thaw out very soon.
Thank you, Sam. Things are looking up. It should get warmer towards the end of the week.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.